We are coming into the big week of the National Ploughing Championships, which start on Tuesday in Laois. The All-Ireland ploughing competitions have actually been going since 1931. Well, down in Kilkenny, four competitors qualified from Mooncoins Ploughing Association, and they are going to represent Kilkenny across the 3 days of competition next week. Della Kilroy went along to see their preparations.
Now, Donna, this was the one and only left.
So we're just after doing our opening split here, and so like normally, like at when it comes to the All-Ireland, like, you know, you have a half an hour to do your opening split and then the judges come in and they judge that. We'll be going on to our middle then, so hopefully we'll keep it nice and straight.
We're good, perfect.
I'm in Mooncoin in Kilkenny, where Siobhan Dermody is practising her ploughing. Crowned Queen of the Plough in 2019 and 2021, Siobhan will again be competing in the Farmet class at the National Championships.
I'm originally from Mooncoin. I was working in Doyle's Bar and I was just asked to take part in our local ploughing competition. That's where it all started. I won that competition and it all went from there. We're hanging in there, hopefully it'll go better this year. I suppose last year the ground conditions were tough. So you're constantly, you know, looking behind, you know, making sure you're going okay, listening out for signals from Edwin.
How's that going?
Oh yeah, she's going around nice and straight, as you can see there, Della. So that's, you know, it's uniformity and straightness, and kind of, we'll have your ploughing yourself very soon.
Eddie Doyle has been coaching Siobhan.
Oh, we're just throwing a few final touches to getting, this is our third round now. For the initial then, we do a split out which involves two sods down the field, you know. And if you get off to a good start, it's like anything in life, you know, it's half the battle. So the competition is going to be higher again every year because the ladies' competition has got very popular. It's like everything the ladies are doing now, it is up there in the ratings, you know, so no different than what we're doing. But at the same time, it is a craft that is dying out. Like everything in rural Ireland, people have moved away. Like, look, the ploughing was always the start of how everything was done. The land had to be ploughed properly, and I suppose this is, it's not necessarily as easy nowadays. They have big tractors, you know, little things like this would be only parked in the corner.
And your training, Siobhan, what goes into the training?
Among other things, a little bit of bad language now and again, but like, it's great. It's the highlight of our farm and year outside the farm, you know. So
what got you involved and what do you love about it?
I suppose when I was a young fella, I never done it much. I did when I was 18 or 19, but I didn't have time on the farm then because my father was always at it. My mother said, it's the cows or the ploughing. So I says, all right, Ma, I'll milk the cows. I said, so that's grand. So I never, and not until he was at it right up until he died about 9 years ago. So to keep it going, we had to get young people involved. And look, it's like everything in life, unless the youth comes in, the whole thing dies with the older people, you know. Sadly enough now, we are the older people, Ned and myself and Tommy, and Ned ploughed with my father as well, you see. So he's elder coach Shane. So it's only down to the youth. If they don't get involved, it's history. There's no point in lads like us getting with bad knees and elbows and that at it. We need to gain the young people, you know. And hopefully we can continue it on this year, like, you know. At the end of the day, it's the marks on the sheet and you have to soak it up if we get bet. And that right, Siobhan, last year we had to put up with it. So there's no guarantees. You just do your best on the day. And sure, look, competing is as important as anything else, you know.
Over to the ploughing here now, and we're currently measuring off.
19-year-old Shane is Eddie's son. Defending his title, having placed first last year, he'll be competing again with the under-21s.
We measure our width from our neighbour's plot over to our own. First of all, we'll measure the width of what we're ploughing, and we'll measure across what we've left. We'll put down a few pegs, and we have to drive inside them and get an exact width from one side to the other. Yeah, John Deere, yeah, that's what we're playing with this year.
Your dad got you involved,
I got dragged into it, yeah.
Sure, he said one evening, sure, you'll surely plough next year, and sure, I couldn't really refuse. Something to be doing, and it's a grand old hobby, something to be at. Stressful sometimes, but myself and Ned are getting along grand now this year, and we're getting to practice in, and sure, there's a bit of crack at the end of the day.
Ned, you're training Shane.
Yeah, look, I gave a good few years ploughing myself, and Shane's grandfather, Petey, was my uncle, so it's gone full circle now. We can help pass on some of the knowledge that we have to the likes of Shane and the younger lads. To be honest, it breaks the monotony of the year, something different for a few weeks. Sometimes things can go great for you on other days and maybe not so much, and you have to be able to take the good with the bad. You know, a little bit of muck.
It's strange to be doing it in the dry weather anyway.
I'm Tommy Keelty, and I'm ploughing 2-furrow hydraulic vintage.
Also competing this year from Mooncoin is Tommy. It'll be his 9th year at the championships.
What we have here is Massey Ferguson, 35. She's 1957. She's petrol, straight petrol, which is unusual. Yeah. So the best I done one year was 6th out of 23, so, which is very good. But you'd be trying to improve on that every year. It's very hard. You're up against a lot of competition when you get to that.
The weather hasn't been great this year.
Well, it's probably better than last year. It's nearly too dry last year. This year now you have a bit more, there's a bit more stick in the, a bit more bite in the ground, like, so, which is good, yeah.
And how do you feel doing it? Why do you do it?
Oh, sure, hey, it just gets me away. No, it is grand. This is my first evening out now, so I should be out nearly a week ago, but sure, between Everton, it's hard to get out.
What are you hoping for this year?
You'd be hoping for a good dry day anyway, and maybe top 10 finish or something like that, you know. So we won't go too far to the first top 3 now or anything like that. We won't push it that far.
Absolutely. You can see the clouds coming in now, so I'll let you.
Yeah, I'd say we're not too far away from rain. This country, you're never too far from rain anyway.
Good luck.
That's definitely true. Tommy Keelty from Mooncoin's Ploughing Association with Della there. Best of luck to them and all of those competing in the Ploughing Championships this coming week.